Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always that question of whenever we start a show after a show podcast of what are we going to talk about? And we never know, obviously. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's listened to more than one episode of this podcast, you're probably like, yeah, maybe they should come up with things to talk about. But even then, we wouldn't stay on course because we just never are able to.
Nope.
And today's no different. I got nothing. A lot of times I like try to like come up with like at least a question prompt to like get us rolling, but I got nothing today, guys. I don't know.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Busy week.
Okay.
Had a low dose show last night, opening day today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
How do you feel about your March Madness brackets? Or are you excited that the weather's changing? Don't you love talking about the weather?
The weather's so easy, though. The weather's like everyone goes to the weather.
I know.
Like,
I'm just kidding.
First and foremost, like, if... Do you ever think about, like, the people that are mascots?
Yes.
And, like... How much train? Like they you got to assume they go to training and they go to conventions.
There's a union,
a mascots union.
Yeah,
like for all mascots.
Yeah,
like nationwide.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
like a union that protects mascots from mm-hmm. like being taken advantage of, pay and stuff.
Probably getting kicked in the nuts by little kids.
No, I don't think they cover that.
Oh, they don't.
I think it's just like professional mascots. Not like if you, it's not like you're Chuck E. Cheese. You're in the union.
But, yeah, because that's like a restaurant.
Yeah.
But you mean like if it's...
Like Clark the Cub is in a union, is a union worker.
That's so funny. What if mascots
striked? Wait, are the rest of the people that work for the Cubs behind the scenes, is that all union too?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Oh.
But what if mascots went on strike?
It'd be like when the furry convention had a gas leak in the city.
They all had to
go out in the streets?
Yeah.
I don't think they could do that because I think mascots could potentially be easily replaced because there's not that many of them.
You got to have some skills. Yeah, you got to have some skills to be a mascot.
It is hard. It is hard work being a mascot.
Mm-hmm.
I was a mascot once at a cheerleading camp. And it's not easy.
Does the inside of the mascot outfit, costume, whatever you want to call it, does it stink like
yes.
People, okay, so it's because you're all sweating in there all the time?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
So what does a mascot do on a hot weather day, like a baseball guy or girl, whoever's in it, and it's 105 outside with humidity, and they're wearing the mascot outfit?
Got to buckle up.
Well, yeah, but what happens if you, like, pass out? Do mascots ever pass out? Have you ever seen that on video?
Yeah, they do, but it's always funny.
Really?
It's comedic.
It's so funny.
In fact, that's a bit.
It's a bit?
I don't know. I just feel like it would be. Like, if you saw a mascot pass out, you wouldn't think anything of it. You'd be like, ha, look at Clark the Cub.
Faking it. Yeah, you think that they're doing it on
purpose.
Look
at Staley DeBear.
It was very famous when a mascot for the Nuggets in the NBA passed out when they were lowering him down.
Oh, yeah. He was coming down on one of those, like, ropes.
Really? And he passed out?
Yeah. Wait, what's Denver's Nuggets mascot's name? Wait, I know this.
Yeah, he looks like dead weight.
Yeah, he's not moving his arms, his legs.
Nuggets.
And then he just fell to the ground.
Oh my goodness. Well, look at that. It happens.
Wait, what's his name? Thunder?
No, you can figure this out. I'm not going to tell you.
Flash or something?
No.
Oh, what is it?
I think it's the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets.
Denny?
No.
No, it's...
Think about stuff that is in Denver, what Denver is known for.
Oh, it's Rocky.
Yep.
I knew that. Rocky. Gotta think. And then the Rockies mascot.
Digger.
Hardly know her.
And they call it Digger because of...
It's a Triceratops. Because when they were building Coors Field, correct me if I'm wrong, fact check me on this, okay?
Oh, don't.
But when they were building, you're like, why? What does a Triceratops have anything to do with the Colorado Rockies? When they were digging for the stadium, they found dinosaur bones.
Okay.
And of a Triceratops. So then I'll never forget, one of the funniest videos on the internet is when they unveil the Rockies mascot live on the field. Like
Dinger.
Oh, it's Dinger?
Dinger.
Dinger.
Well, then how does Digger fit? Dinger fit then?
Dinger's just a name for a home run.
But you're not.
And they have more home runs at Coors Field than any other field because of the.
And you're not wrong because a 7-pound dinosaur rib fragment was unearthed during the 1993 construction of Coors Field.
Okay, so I was right there. That's why the Nashville Predators are called the Predators. Because when they were digging out for the arena.
Yeah, they found a guy living in the basement messaging people.
And he's like, hey.
Hey, what are you guys up to?
You
want to
come over later?
I'm a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Why don't you have a seat right there?
Yeah, they're really Chris big Hansen. Fans of To Catch a Predator.
And I'm with Dateline NBC.
Did he ever do anything with the Predators?
No.
He arrested the Predators. But
you would think like the Predators would maybe like do something with him at like a team thing.
Could
like,
have, easily.
You know, for easy social play. But
so there's truth to what you guys were saying?
No.
What do you mean?
Gosh, no. The reason the Predators are named the Predators, yes, you're right. I should have finished that story.
You shouldn't.
The reason the Predators are called the story because when they were digging out for the Nashville Arena, which is now known as Bridgestone Arena, they discovered some fossilized teeth from like the Ice Age of like a saber-toothed tiger. And I remember we voted on the name.
Okay.
And it came down to like Predators. I really wanted like.
Which, that's a good name.
Twisters, or maybe that was for the Titans too. Cause the Titans and Preds came at like the same time and people had to, we had like votes up for like the team names.
I was against Clark the Cub when they announced him.
Why?
Were you?
Yeah.
That was just like 10 years ago, right?
A little more. It was right after I graduated college. I was like, what's the point? We never had a mascot. Why do we need it now?
What do you think now?
I grew to love him within literally 2 hours. That is not a joke. Aww, so when I worked at my insurance company and I was just sitting at my desk reading about him and I was like, you know what? I'm all in on Clark. Yeah. He's the best.
It's better than Dinger. A lot of people did not like Dinger when he came around because it's like a baby Triceratops. It's like, it's not a cool looking mascot either.
I mean, my mind goes to places maybe other people's don't, but it sounds like, you know, a wee-wee.
Oh, a little dinger?
Yeah.
Mm. A little penis?
Yep. You got a little dinger over there.
Ew. I don't like this. But you know you can't take a photo holding a beer with Clark the Cub? You can't. He's just a cub.
He should fight that with the union.
No, I think he can. He probably sneaks beers.
So Clark the Cub can't drink beer?
I don't know anymore.
Because he's a baby bear.
Because he's still a baby bear, right?
But like, do baby bears...
But when
bears...
I tried to take a picture with him at Cubs convention in 2015, they're like, remember, he's a cub. And I couldn't take a picture with my beer. I was like, that's bull.
So you didn't get the picture?
Yeah, so I walked away.
I'm not putting my beer down.
I'm like, wait, oh, you think I'm going to put my beer down?
Yeah.
My backpack full of beers at the Cubs convention?
Do you know the rule at Disney? Like, if a kid hugs a Disney character.
We tested this out though, and there's an age limit to this. Because I hugged Goofy. I hugged Goofy.
They're not allowed to let go until the kid lets go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember that being said. But wait, there's a certain age where you can't hug the characters.
Well, remember when Kyle went on that Disney cruise? Him, but we told him to test it out.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
He got video of it. I remember him.
I think he yelled at.
Getting in trouble for.
I didn't get in trouble.
Proposing to.
I got in trouble for that. They did not like that.
I remember that.
They put me on the spot. What am I going to do? Not propose to Minnie?
I thought it was hilarious.
I mean, she is a married woman.
That's why it was Minnie.
Yeah, it was Minnie.
Is she married? She's married, right? Or is she?
Minnie?
Yeah.
Yeah, to Mickey.
But she doesn't wear a ring.
They're married. Aren't they just boyfriend and girlfriend?
No, they're married. I was told explicitly that she is married.
I would like to see her in her wedding dress.
I'd like to see her wedding ring.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's my fault. I didn't see a ring on the finger.
Look, you know Mickey's got that Disney money. He better have bought her a nice rock.
Yeah, I would hope so.
He got in on the ground floor of Disney. So his stock
prices. Yeah, right. He's been there since the beginning. Yeah.
Hmm. She's a catch.
Minnie?
Yeah.
Her voice is a little too high pitched for me.
Minnie or Daisy?
Ooh. Oh, that's actually, you know what? That's a good question. Because look, my girl's been watching a lot of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Excuse me. Or as they call it, Mickey Mouse the Clubhouse.
Oh, so your kids are dumb.
Yeah, they're very dumb. They don't know a lot about anything right now. And they, Minnie Mouse, she's cute. Don't get me wrong.
She's super cute.
But I just don't think, like, I don't think I could date her with that voice. The voice is just too high pitched.
Wouldn't you just get used to it?
That's not something you get used to.
No.
Yeah. Imagine her yelling at you, like in an argument.
I've heard her, feel like I've heard her yell at Mickey.
When?
Mickey!
Did you live next door to them?
No, but I feel like in the little cartoons.
That's yelling?
Oh, Mickey!
That's not yelling.
No, that's yelling. Not yelling. No.
Yeah, it is.
No, no.
It's just yelling nicely like a mouse does.
Have you ever been in with all of the guys, like in all of your dating, just when you were with Steve back in the day before you had Porter, did you guys ever like fight, like raise your voice, yell at each other?
Yeah.
Like screaming match?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A couple of times. But he deserved it.
Is it just Steve we're talking about or any other guy?
No, I don't think it was, not that I recall, I don't think it was anybody except for him.
Really?
Yeah, there was arguments, but sure. Not that level.
But not like?
Just with him.
Yeah.
But there was some stuff going on.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. You just got to trust me.
I trust you.
It was worthy of frustration.
Would he yell back? Like, did he ever yell at you?
Like, yes. There was one time. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. There was one time where I got mad at him and I touched him with my finger on his arm, you know, because I was mad. And he goes, "Don't touch me." And I was like, "Oh, yeah."
Oh, no. Gosh, that is Mel's. That is the door opening for Mel to just keep touching.
Oh, yeah. So then I was trying, you know, I was mad. So I was getting mad that he was saying that. So that was making me mad. So I was like, I'm going to do something that makes him mad. So he was doing things that make me mad and went back and forth and back and forth. And that's when he yelled. And he jumped up and yelled.
Oof. An really eye for loud. An eye makes the world blind.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a great saying.
Yeah. I think Abraham Lincoln said it.
Really?
No.
Oh. I was going to say, that's a great quote, Abe.
You could have gotten away with it and just said yes.
I could have. It's just, but it's too easy. You know, making fun of him. It's just, I haven't flipped a coin for a while. Let's do that.
No.
Have you and Meredith ever had a screaming match?
Yes. All the time.
All the time?
Too many to count. I mean, we've been married for almost 14 years.
Have you guys
now.
Been in the midst of arguing and one person tries to poke the bear a little bit because you're mad?
No, but Mare does know, like, will do things that, like, gets under my skin. But, like, it's not, like, in the middle of an argument. It's not, like, in the middle of an argument when we are heated, she'll do something that she knows will irk me. She does. She'll do it like while she's mad at me.
Austin, call the coin flip.
Marilyn Tails. In honor of our next low dough show, Jackson Dean. Joe's.
And would you like to make fun of Melissa?
Yeah, I'd love to make fun of Melissa. Melissa. Oh my gosh.
He does that when he's thinking.
You know, Melissa, you're outstanding. You're outstanding.
He does that when he's thinking.
You're outstanding in your field. Because yeah. You're a scarecrow. And you scare everything away.
Going. That's how that was going.
Yeah, there you go. Marilyn Tails?
Marilyn Tails.
Okay.
Sorry, I just looked at Mel again. I got to quit doing that.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate that face.
Oh, and this is when Kyle This is when Kyle busts out his Ryan Seacrest.
He loves making sure one of us is tortured.
He pulls out the Ryan Seacrest and he just draws it out. He's like, and your American Idol is. Yeah.
Let's talk about all the times that I come into studio and I say things and you guys don't respond. Mm-hmm. Or you'll go, okay. And then one of you go, wait, what time are we doing that?
There was literally yesterday when you explained something and Melissa heard all of it. I didn't hear any of it. And I asked you, I was like, wait, what was the tail end of that? Thinking I could get the whole thing from just the tail end.
I could tell. And then I gave you the middle and then you're like, okay, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I didn't hear the first part either. Can you just say the whole thing again? Who's the American Idol?
Who won the coin flip?
Oh my gosh, this is a big one. Because you know we're going to...
This is for
opening day privileges. Wait, where's he going? He's leaving. He just left the
studio.
He's
doing something dramatic.
Oh no.
He's making a huge ordeal.
Yes.
Out of the...
Oh, he's walking. He's walking. Oh, he's going. Oh, he just went down the stairs. Out the window.
Yeah.
There's a window in our studio and he just... He just came back upstairs.
Okay. Stretching your legs up and down.
You went all the way
steps?
Down to the basement? Kyle went downstairs.
Have you bought enough time yet? Loving
oh,
struggle?
No. You got to quit asking that. I think that whenever you say that...
It's my fault?
Oh, he's going back down. Oh, no. He's taking the elevator this time. That's a slow-moving elevator.
Yeah, it is.
My goodness.
Wow.
I wonder, will he take the escalator back up?
I don't know. I'm curious. Nope,
this is
elevator.
Such a visual podcast. There he is. Took the elevator back up.
I'm not asking him this time because otherwise he'll...
Don't. Oh, Kyle's back.
Hey, Kyle.
He took the elevator down. He must have gone all the way down.
Yeah, I had to go to Soprafina.
I love that place.
Well aware.
I think they're well aware.
Mel,
seriously know me by name.
Can I get a cracker?
This is part of the joke.
That's when you
I
say.
Know. This is the setup.
That's when you say hardly know her.
No, this is part that of the is... joke. I know you by now. Okay, here, go ahead.
I think
What's
he's about,
the joke?
I think he's about to crack her.
What's the joke?
Also, those saltines by Mel's desk, I think one of the worst business decisions we've ever made as a show.
How is that a business decision?
Because whenever you put them in your mouth is always whenever we need to record something. Like, it'll be like, we're about to record something, and Mel's like, I just put crack on my mouth.
I got it. I just need one thing real quick. Mel, are you ready to court? I got a crack room.
I just put crack on my mouth.
And then other day when you're like, hold on, just go drink water. I can't get this crack room out of my mouth.
I started taking these like vitamins and I can't take them on an empty stomach. I only need a couple crackers. It's like, that's it.
That's it? Aren't you supposed to like eat them? Aren't you like, I always thought that if you're supposed to take pills after, like with food or whatever, you're supposed to do it like after a meal.
Well, that's enough for me. Like, I can just have a couple, two, three crackers and I'm fine. It won't upset my stomach.
Well, so are you eating okay?
Huh?
What?
So what's the coin flip?
Oh, it is, we flip a coin every day to decide which team I'm on.
Yeah, and we flipped a coin for today.
Yeah, I'm just, you said, so, what's the coin flip?
He is really drawing this one out.
Who won the coin flip?
It's not a matter of when
that,
it was. Just a matter
happiness
of if
he
we
gets
have,
out
if
of
we,
this.
Yeah, I know, he really does.
There's
he milks
something
it.
Seriously
you know
wrong.
What? Not a lot of perks to his job. I'll let him
well
have
said,
this one.
Well
I'll let him
said.
Have this
you
one.
Realize every day I have to not be the me. I have to be the serious one between you goofballs. Remember when you told me the other day, one of the Lodo shows, you were like, how come at your other job you had to remind people radio is fun and you never say it for us? You guys have too much fun.
Yeah,
I have to tell you, radio is a job sometimes.
We're the most unserious people they could have paired together.
Mm-hmm. I'm even less serious than you guys are, I think.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most of the time.
But I'm serious about this.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Going
now I'm mad at you.
Why?
For dragging it out.
I have custody of Kyle for the opening day party.
Oh, shocking.
Not to brag.
Great. I'll just stand in a corner by myself.
Oh, good. Yeah, because you talk to nobody at those events.
Yeah.
You know, you said it.
Yeah, good point. I did say it.
You did say it.
I didn't spray it, though.
Yeah, right.
I said it. I didn't spray it.
Some can question whether you spray it sometimes.
Hey,
though.
You what? Said it.
What?
No, if anybody sprays it, it's Melissa.
Hey, you said it.
Hey, Melissa, can we do a quick sidebar? Right? Hey,
absolutely.
He said it. You said it.
I'm over. This is...
See? Now don't I you feel regret like, that
well,
coin
no,
toss?
I just feel like now, since you brought up I'm the most unserious, he's going to make it a point to be the most unserious person.
No,
like
that's not true.
Hey, Austin, respect the sidebar.
Sorry.
Respect the sidebar.
Sorry.
It's just a little ridiculous, you know?
All right. This is not...
It would be nice to have somebody a little less... And a little less serious, though, on occasion.
But that's the problem. If you open up the floodgates with him, you give him one dad joke, he's taking 25.
Yeah. Do you think I could take back what I said?
I think it's probably too late.
Is it too late?
Mm-hmm. You said it. All right. You said it and sprayed it.
I had a good dad joke in our meeting today.
Excuse me? Respect the sidebar.
I know. I'm just bringing this up as a new topic for the podcast.
We're still in sidebar.
Hey, sidebar? All right, end sidebar.
If sidebar is anything like an actual bar, Melissa will be in sidebar for a long time.
Look who's talking, Captain Cocktail.
Listen, one drink, one stop, there's a better party and we're not at it. That's my motto.
One drink, one stop?
Yeah.
There's a, that. What was the rest of it?
One drink, one stop, there's a better party and we're not at it.
So Lincoln said that.
Yeah, that was Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, except there was one party where he had to stop.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he didn't make it to the party.
Yeah.
He was at the show.
He was a big shots guy.
You know what would have been fun with Lincoln back in the day is like doing shots out of his hat.
I think he did get shots out of his hat. Yeah.
I don't know. Back then, it would have been gross. There's no hygiene.
Yeah, there was a lot dirtier people.
The whiskey, it kills all the germs.
That's
fine.
I don't know if that's factual.
It might be. I feel like Mel heard it one time. She goes, well, that's a fact now.
I watched Train Dreams and I'm like, yeah, people were just dirty back then. Dude was bathing in the river.
Do you recommend that? Didn't you say it was
Train Dreams? It was fine. It was very sad.
Oh, I don't like sad. I don't do sad.
It wasn't the worst sad movie. Hamnet. Was the worst
then
of the
I'm
movies.
I'm definitely not watching Hamnet.
I mean, it was Hamnet, beautiful movie, don't get me wrong, but it's a chore to get through.
Nobody agrees with me, but that's how I felt about Sinners.
Nobody agrees
slow.
With you.
It was slow for me.
You must have stopped watching 25 minutes in.
No, I was.
Because
like,
that movie is not slow.
It is too. It's like.
I'm pretty sure it's in the first act when someone gets eaten. Spoiler.
Oh my God. No, the whole lead up into like finally the kid stepping in and then the lady stepping in, then the ex-girlfriend stepping in and it gets real dirty. It turns into like a porn. And then I was like.
You have
like,
my attention?
It does. It's got like porn in it.
I've never seen
it. It does not have porn
in it. It's pretty dirty.
People were talking about like the Haley Steinfeld. Steinfeld? Mm-hmm. Steinfeld.
Steinfeld.
I mean, what is the deal with Sinners? No, Haley Steinfeld.
You got vampires.
Oh, my God.
You got one Michael B. Jordan. Is the other one Michael A. Jordan? What is the deal?
His name's Smoke. His name's Stack. What are we? Better Smokestack? What's the deal?
Oh, my God. You got a naked lady. You got a naked guy. What's the deal?
Haley Steinfeld. Is she related to me? I don't even know anymore.
The vampires are always sucking necks. When did that turn bad? What's the deal?
Gangsters in cars getting music. What? Unlike comedians in cars getting coffee.
Okay, there you go. Roundabout what?
The Haley Steinfeld, right?
Mm-hmm.
Haley Steinfeld. Josh Allen's wife. There was all this talk. She's actually about to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
All this talk about her sex scene with Michael B. Jordan and how it's like super steamy and raunchy. And like people were asking Josh Allen, like, oh, how was that like watching your wife, you know, like blah, blah. But it's like, I saw it, and it wasn't like, was there even nudity? I don't even remember if there was nudity in
it. Never seen it. Can't comment.
You didn't make it that far into the movie.
There was a couple sex. There was the one in the cabin.
Yeah, at the old county store, right?
No, he went back to the cabin of the woman that he loved.
The stabbing cabin?
Yeah, that's what they
said. That's what it was. There's definitely. Good one, Kyle.
Market. But it was like their clothes
that
were on.
Was
all their clothes were on.
Not a little time. It was like, skirt was gone. No. It was dirty. It's fine.
It would be very funny if all this time Mel actually, for my obsession with the movie about the kid who gets addicted to porn, Mel actually does not know what porn is.
No. Or Mel accidentally watched like the Cinemax spoof of Sinners called Skinners.
Oh my God. I almost saw
and
porn.
She's like, yeah, there was like sex in every scene.
Oh my God.
And then when the pizza guy showed up, I felt like that was out of place.
No, I felt like I just went to that burlesque show, and that was like way more than I was prepared for. I'm getting too exposed.
Too exposed?
Get it? Hello.
Hey, too soon.
Sorry.
Too soon.
I just pretended to pull my shirt up.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Yeah. Even the pantomime. Gross, Mel.
Gross. Grow up.
Grow up, Mel.
What?
We're all trying to work
with
here.
The two most
you are the most unserious person on this show.
Yeah, and it's showing right now.
Yeah. You're really exposing your unseriousness.
I get it. Exposing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like her joke. Grow up.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Go watch your porn.
I wish I could. I could wish I could watch a film about a kid who gets addicted to porn.
He's got a computer.
He's like, but
right
I'm on the work IP servers right
no,
now.
No, first of all, what am I going to go to the National Library and download it? I could.
You probably have like
is that a real thing?
XXX.com on your computer.
Wait, is that a
XXX? That sounds very much like a made up, like, what are you going to go to XXX.com?
I love when people still to this day in the year 2026 of our Lord, they will share.
Of our Lord?
They will share websites by saying www.
I still hear that in commercials.
That is such a waste of time. That is
so weird.
3 seconds that you will never get back in your life.
I bet you if you went to a Gen Z and asked them what WWW meant.
They probably don't even know what
that
is.
They would have no idea what that stood
That'd
for.
That'd be like saying like, check out our website, http://www.ourwebsite.com.
Yes.
I remember, I'll never forget when the internet was coming around, being a kid. And I remember being like we knew the internet was a thing, but it was like, it was just a thing. Like you never, it wasn't this thing like anyone would like go to regularly. And I was thinking, oh, this will be like a helpful tool for like certain things, but it
was
not.
I was thinking it was mostly going to be for work.
Yes, exactly. Right. Like I wasn't thinking like, oh, maybe like they'll have a website. And then I never forget seeing the trailer for a movie on TV and it having a website. At the end, like, you know, like I said, like coming June 3rd. And then it was like, you know, I don't know, glitterthemovie.com. And you're like, and I'm being like, why on earth would this movie need a website? Like, that's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's going to like go. What is the point of having a website? That was me in like probably 1999, maybe 98.
Probably adjusted to all that,
and just
about
being like
3 months.
Yeah, not even like thinking like
how it could be used in so many different ways.
Not thinking
ways.
That pretty soon every single business company, every anything that's ever in existence will have a website at some point.
Mm-hmm. Like, I heard somebody
so
had
naive.
A prediction, and this was like I actually remember where I was when I heard it. It was 11 years ago, and the prediction was. Is that at some point in time, every human being will have their own website.
I mean, it's got to be
I don't know
close.
If that would ever actually happen, but I remember hearing that as a prediction.
Yeah.
Like AustinHuff.com. So then you go and maybe your resume's there always. So anybody could like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or they could look up. It's sort of like what you have maybe on social media, but it's your own website and more.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if it'll ever get there.
AustinHuff.com is taken. I think I own AustinHuff.net, but that's not as fun to say. I want to get Austin.Huff because now you can get different you know, you don't have, it doesn't have to be a .com. It doesn't have to be a .org or a .edu.
Yeah, .com's still the most popular though.
Or yeah, .org. But if I said go to Austin.huff, boom, that's so awesome. Right?
What's wrong with just Austin Huff? Why does it have to be .huff?
Well, you got to have a .dot something on the end of it.
Well, yeah, but it wouldn't be a website without the .dot. com or whatever.
No. It can be a website. If you can now register .huff or .dot.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah. Like you could get mel.issa.com or not .com. It would be mel.issa or whatever, you know.
Could I have melissa.mcgurran?
I think so. I don't know if there's I don't know if there's a length to the suffix, I guess, if you will. I don't know.
Kind of stinks then for people with long names if that was the case. Because then only people with short names could get their whole name.
You could do melissa.mick.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've just been reading reviews of Cyber Seduction. Been trying to find.
Wait, you've never read the reviews.
I've actually never read the reviews for it. I've seen people have reviewed it, and I'm always like,
"What did Siskel and Ebert give it?"
What about Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes is what I was on.
Okay,
because the first review I saw made me laugh. It has an audience score, no premium score. The audience score is 45, which is still ridiculous. And somebody wrote
45 because that's you and your brothers hiking that score up. It should be way lower.
No, there's a lot of people who just commented so bad it's good. It's like, no, you're missing the point. Me and my boy Matt watched this and he just went to the bathroom and demanded I don't pause it. This movie, like in the movie, has ruined our once joyous friendship. But instead of for watching porn, it's because I made him watch this movie.
Oh my gosh.
Matt is back now, and on his film, he hasn't said two words to me. Pray for me, Rotten Tomatoes. I think our friendship is ruined.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Huh.
It's just such a good tale, you know? It's storytelling at its finest.
I almost feel like I don't ever want to see it just because it might ruin it now for me. I almost feel like you've hyped it
up so much. I think that's fair. No, you won't. It won't live up to expectations that I've set.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it.
But, you know, if Porter ever starts going down a bad road, believe me, I can help.
I saw Scream 7 last week, you know, and I was actually pleasantly surprised with how good it was.
How long is it?
It's
long enough to miss one of the best games of the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It's an hour and 54 minutes.
Mm. Oh.
It was good. Yeah. It was.
How was Nev Campbell in it?
She was great. She's so good.
Her.
Like that franchise needs her. And she was not in Scream.
She knows it though.
She was not in Scream 6 and because of contract they wouldn't pay her.
Yeah. And then they finally did.
Well, they offered her a crap contract and they wouldn't pay her more. And so she's like, "Screw that. I'm not doing this. Like I am this franchise." And she is.
She is. Yeah.
She has every right to. And so good for her for holding out, but then they obviously write her back into this one and they did a good job of weaving why she wasn't in 6 and you know, and I don't know. I just thought it was really good. Like, were there parts of it that was like, okay, yeah. But yeah, you're going to get that with any horror movie these days. Mm-hmm. But I felt like for the seventh time running, like, they still got it. Like, and
which is unusual.
It is unusual. Like, we've seen, like, Friday the 13th 7 or Halloween 7, you know? Like, they all kind of suck.
Yeah.
But Scream, I don't know. It and did a really good job of intertwining. Because you know how, like, a lot of days, like, with technology today, it's like, okay, this couldn't happen with the technology we have today. They intertwine the technology that we have today into Scream 7 and
to make it seem like it could actually happen.
Right. You know, like there was like, this isn't giving anything away, but there's a video at one point that like the person watches or whatever. And someone said, they were like, how do we know this isn't a deepfake? Like it very well could be a deepfake. Nowadays. And I'm like, thank you. Yes. Like that is the way we would talk about it if this was happening in real life.
Yeah, right.
But so it's just, I don't know. I was very, very pleased with it.
Was Neve Campbell cute in it?
Of course. She's
was
a babe.
She? I know.
Yeah.
Those Hollywood women, they're under so much pressure, though.
Oh, I don't,
and it's
I don't
bad
doubt
because
it.
Because the women, there's some women who can't get work because of it, and the men don't have that problem.
Men?
And they're fighting it. They're fighting it. They're winning in some areas. Well, and they're getting better.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they are doing better with
they are.
Not, you know, casting younger women to play older women and vice, you know,
yep.
like I think they are getting better at
They're getting a little bit better. I mean, it's still there. Like you'll see like the lead character, I'll just throw out like Tom Cruise, he's 60. But in a Tom Cruise
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, you want to talk about someone who's getting too much work done.
Mm-hmm.
The old Tommy boy.
Yeah.
He does not look good.
I don't know. He looked swollen one time, but it looked like he ate too much salt.
There was one time, there's a video of him, a famous video of him at a San Francisco Giants game. He looks like Norm MacDonald. And you're like, how can Tom Cruise look like Norm MacDonald? Because I think it must have been, like, his face was very puffy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's looked puffy before. He got better, though. He got better. But they place, like, a Tom Cruise who's, like, 60 or maybe he's 61 in a film, and his romantic partner in the film is like 28.
Yeah.
26.
Yeah.
You know, they still do that.
They did. I will say this, in the Top Gun Maverick that they just made a couple years ago, I did like that his love interest was Jennifer Connelly.
Yes. Yes.
Let me tell you, Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, she looks good.
For not having a lot to talk about, we talked for a really long time.
We did. This was a long episode, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, we needed this. It was therapeutic.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For sure.
Hand me a cracker.
All right. Go watch your porn.
I will watch my movie about the kid who gets addicted to porn. Sorry, you won't know the dangers of it because you're too busy watching Sinners over there.
No, she's too busy turning off Sinners halfway through.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.